Welcome to the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. It is 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the day after Thanksgiving, 11/27. So today is call-in Fridays. The number is 718-717-8296. I have kind of a big announcement today on this radio show because since I created the show, I have had a format of nuclear alerts I just changed it recently to giving public announcements out that the NRC is doing on Mondays. Wednesdays are interviews and Fridays are call-in Fridays, like today. I have decided, I had an epiphany this week. I am personally sick to death of the NRC and their lack of accountability. And that's why I always read the nuclear alerts. I want them to know that we're paying attention to their complete incompetence and the grotesque way that they manipulate the regulations and lie to us. And that brought me back to the Westlake Landfill. I am a member of the Westlake Landfill public group on Facebook. And, I have been talking about it for quite a while. You know, it's on fire. It's nuclear waste was dumped there. It is a grotesque, beyond grotesque scene what has happened in St. Louis for many of you who don't know. There's an awesome story called The Cold Water is Hot by the firstsecretcity.wordpress.com. I'm going to open it up and read a little bit while people get up their nerve to call me, but I decided that I am going to dedicate Mondays to the St. Louis disaster. I believe that St. Louis is a national disaster. We changed our entire lives in this country. We now allow our government to spy on us because 3,000 people got killed in a burning building. And look at what has happened in St. Louis, folks. We have a whole community. Since this waste was dumped there, the stories, if you were on this page, the stories are heartbreaking. There was a picture of a 12-year-old girl who died of cancer. Her mother posted pictures of her own tumors. And yet our government is saying, well, we're going to collect the data and let you know. But right now, we don't observe any negative effects. You know why they don't observe any negative effects? Because they haven't been counting. They haven't been taking in the data. So now the people, the citizens now of St. Louis who are aware of this now, members of the Westlake Landfill Facebook, they were just moms, and they became a Facebook group, and they got together and figured out, what do we need to do, right? In fact, there's an information board every day that's updated here. It says, attention all, information board updated as needed. Whether you are new to this site or have been here a while, please check out this great article by Veronica LaCapra, St. Louis Public radio is updating the FAQ, the facts, to describe what we know and don't know about the Bridgeton and Westlake landfills. People in the community have done this, and our government has grotesquely neglected them. And this has been the standard policy. And for people who wonder why I always talk about nuclear, well, look, I read a book on my YouTube channel, Nuts for Art. I read the entire book. It's called Population Control Through Nuclear Pollution by Dr. Arthur Tamplin and Dr. John Goffman. They were hired by the Lawrence Livermore Lab, our own government, to find out if there was a way, what was the harm done? And one of the things that they discovered was that indeed we get lots of cancer from this. We know this. Right out of his book, this is what he says. On page 3, number of cases likely to be large. Our federal government, acting upon inadequate information, had specified how much radiation the average citizen may legally receive from atomic energy programs. We have estimated that this legally permitted radiation dose would ultimately result in the following tolls. 32,000 extra cancers plus leukemia deaths annually for the current population of 200 million. Now that's 200 million, not the population that we have now. 150,000 to 1,500,000 extra deaths from genetically determined diseases annually for a future population of 300 million people. This does not even include the genetically determined stillbirths and infant deaths. And you know what we have seen in St. Louis? These very same results. When you become a member of this page, families there are now posting what's happened to their children, to their uncles, to their mothers, their brothers, themselves. So, excuse me for drinking water. I apologize. So, I'll tell you what, I am going to dedicate every single Monday to this catastrophe that's being ignored by our media. And I am actually going to, on Mondays, well, maybe I should start today. I'm going to start calling the elected officials on the air. In fact, maybe I should do that today because I know it is legal. I did look it up. Since this is call-in Friday, maybe that's what I'll do is I will call in there and call to Claire McCaskill's office while I'm on the air. So look, Claire McCaskill's office, who is the senator of Missouri, and she is a Democrat. It is outrageous that she's not, this business of, oh, we're going to take studies. Now we're on it. The people of the Westlake landfill, and they will tell you this themselves. I believe that they are working to get the EPA out of being involved because the EPA has ignored this. It is part of the fuse wrap issue. And for those of you who don't know what the fuse wrap is, let me tell you what this is. It's the formerly utilized sites remedial action program. That's what fuse wrap means. And they're the Superfund site where they handle nuclear waste, and it is run by the Department of Energy. And they want to have, I believe, the Army Corps of Engineers to oversee the entire mess out there. Because the fire is going. From what I understand, they have not stopped the fire at the Westlake landfill. And it is heading towards the first nuclear dump site we ever had in our country. They dumped it right next to the St. Louis airport. And then in the mid-60s, they sold it to a private corporation. And then that private corporation sold it to another corporation. And it changed hands a couple of times. So now they have no idea what waste is going on in right next to the St. Louis airport. And there are, I think I read 83 families living near there. So that's, our government should be evacuating those people, that those families, those 83. They live within, I believe, 1 mile of that nuclear dump site. And our government is telling them, no, you're fine. No observable negative effects have been observed. That's because they aren't looking. It is up to us. So let me give you the call-in phone number again. The number is 718-717-8296. I encourage anybody who is in St. Louis or who has lived in St. Louis who's listening to this to please give me a call at 718-717-8296. I'd love to hear what is going on in your community and, how you feel about your elected officials basically saying, yeah, well, we're doing the best we can. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Stay put. No need to rush and urge, don't worry about it. So I would love to hear people this morning from St. Louis at 718-717-8296. I'm gonna, as usual on Fridays, you guys, if you don't call in, I just keep talking. So, and I am going to read this article because this article is such an outrage. Oh, great. I have to refresh the Facebook page. It went away. Oh, dear. Mr. NSA doesn't like me talking about the St. Louis thing. Well, I'm going to keep going. If nothing else, I am persistent. That's the one thing. Persistence pays. Here we go. Here's a new story. Nuclear reactors make ISIS an apocalyptic threat. Yes, we know about this. We know we've been ignoring the nuclear reactors in the Ukraine and the terror attacks, quote, terror attacks, or the FBI attacks or the CIA attacks on them. I mean, it's a ridiculous war profiteering effort going on over there. It's outrageous. It's so outlandish that anybody would even join the service, in my view. Sorry about that, but that's what I think. So this is that story I mentioned a little bit earlier. It is on a WordPress. It's called the first secret city. WordPress. Com. Cold water is hot. November 26th, 2015. Stella Maurice Productions. When CD Stelzer called the Department of Energy fuse wrap office back in 1997. A secretary for a private company answered the phone. Two corporate managers acted as mouthpieces for the government, and the DOE official in charge had gone elk hunting. Now, this says first published in the Riverfront Times, December 3rd, 1997. Wow, you guys, 18 years ago? I mean, that's my quick math, but you know me. Yeah, 18 years ago. Okay, it's a shift change on Friday afternoon at the Boeing plant north of Lambert Field, and the workers are fleeing in droves, steaming bumper to bumper down McDonald Boulevard, oblivious to the narrow 21.7 acre piece of real estate next to the thoroughfare. Until recently, this barren stench of earth offered little to see besides an abundance of weeds surrounded by a rusty cyclone fence topped with barbed wire. In late September, however, the U.S. Department of Energy, the DOE, began rearranging the landscape on the property. From the shoulder of the road where it crosses Cold Water Creek, a yellow bulldozer and backhoe can now be seen parked near a plywood wall extending across the top of the steep embankment leading down to the creek bed. It's hard to tell at a glance that the work in progress here is part of an overall federal project estimated to cost nearly $800 million. Ordinary building materials, bales of straw, rocks, and plastic sheeting, creating a setting common to construction sites. But this is no ordinary erosion control action. Soil at this location, known in the regulatory circles as slaps, oh my God, that's insulting. St. Louis Airport site is called Slaps. It is a freaking slap in the face to the people of St. Louis. Let me go back. Soil at this location, known in regulatory circles as Slaps, St. Louis Airport site, harbors deadly byproducts of the nuclear weapons industry, which developed during World War II and mushroomed in the Cold War. From 1946 until the mid-1960s, the U.S. Army and later the Atomic Energy Commission, the AEC, which is now the NRC, they after this debacle, they renamed it to the NRC, dumped hundreds of thousands of cubic yards of radioactive waste from 1946 until the mid-60s. The mid-60s. 46 to the mid-60s. They don't say when the mid-60s. How do you like that? How vague is that? That's what the government tells us. So 20 years. The U.S. Army and later the Atomic Energy Commission dumped hundreds of thousands of cubic yards of radioactive waste residue from uranium processing at the Mallinckrodt Chemical Works in St. Louis. I don't think I said that word right, you guys. Mallinckrodt. So, however I said it was probably not right. I don't know about you, but when I was reading this, just like I did just now, slaps. That is a slap in the face. Why are the people of St. Louis the government's experiment? That's my question to Senator Claire McCaskill and my own senator. I think I'll call them. Why are they the experiment? This is an outrage. Listen to what they've done. As a consequence, the acreage, which is now owned by the St. Louis Airport Authority, has been contaminated with increased levels of uranium-238, radium-226, and thorium-230, according to the DOE. This is no new discovery, of course. Official foot dragging has been going on for decades. More than 20 years ago, the DOE discovered that contaminants had migrated into ditches next to McDonald Boulevard, where they have settled only inches from the surface. There are still no signs to warn passersby and curious onlookers of this danger. This was 1997, and it is still true today. Wow. Failure to inform the public and act in a timely manner has been the hallmark of this case. At the same time, public health officials have consistently downplayed or ignored the potential health consequences of radiation exposure. If anybody wants to call in and express your anger and not just listen to me as I'm like gasping through this story, the phone number is 718-717-8296. I'm going to keep reading as long as no one's calling. After allowing the waste to spread for more than 50 years, the federal government is now belatedly rushing to deal with the problem in a fashion comparable to its past negligence. Amen to that. This was written 20 years ago. This is exactly what's happening today. In the process, rules have been sidestepped and decisions made without a full understanding of their implications. The powers that be first attempted to keep the problem a secret after World War II for, quote, national security reasons, unquote. Hello, Fukushima. Try calling your senator and asking them about Fukushima, folks. You know what they'll tell you? They can't talk to you because it's a national security, for national security reasons. By the late 1970s, however, the festering pollution had become a heated public issue. The waste itself has proven even more difficult to contain than the controversy over it. Coldwater Creek, which is next to the site, flows to a large section of North St. Louis County and has acted as a convenient vehicle to transport the toxic materials. So far, radioactive contaminants are known to have hitched a ride downstream more than 7 miles, according to the DOE. And the mitigation and the migration is continuing. Tests concluded in late 1994 show stormwater runoff at the location still exceeding acceptable radiation levels set by the agency. 1994. Tests, why do we run tests? We see that it's exceeded, and then what? We do nothing? We do nothing to help these people move out of there? Drinking water intakes for the city of St. Louis are located several miles downstream from the site on the Mississippi River at Chain of Rocks. The radioactive migration by way of underground has also been confirmed, but it is less well understood. For years, the DOE claimed the waste presented no danger. Really? But the scientific community, which has been moving much more slowly than the waste, has finally concluded that no safe level of radiation exposure exists. By the time this decision was made several years ago, it was widely accepted that one direct effect of long-term exposure to low-level radiation is cancer. You get that? They know that you're going to get cancer. This is why the NRC right now is considering changing the radiation levels, you guys. The comments are closed. I hope people made their comments. The comments are closed as of November 19th. And so now the NRC needs to make a decision as to whether they're going to allow the hormesis theory to be the basis of measuring radiation. And that means that it's perfectly fine that they believe that radiation is healthy for us. This low-level radiation is to help us in a catastrophic event. That's basically what the theory of hormesis is. So back to this article. I'll read that last sentence one more time. By the time this decision was made several years ago, it was also widely accepted that one direct effect of long-term exposure to low-level radiation is cancer. The 8.3 million cleanup along Coldwater Creek is the first stage of the long-anticipated project. The initial phase involves removing at least 6,000 cubic yards of the contaminated soil to a licensed repository for low-level radioactive waste located in Utah. The amount is only a small fraction of the contaminated materials that may ultimately be excavated and shipped from the site. The approximate completion date, 2004. Listen to this. But the entire project now stands in bureaucratic limbo. This is why we are going to have someone on the radio, I hope, every single Monday from St. Louis. This story was written in 1997, and we are still playing the same song. We're doing the same dance with these regulatory agencies, and it is an outrage. It's a public outrage. Our people in St. Louis, we know now, and they are right. That fire in the Westlake landfill is heading towards this nuclear waste. And on top of what we've already known since 1997, this would not have come out if we wouldn't have had that fire going on. The people of St. Louis would be still sitting there like ducks. I'm going to keep going. But the entire project now stands in bureaucratic limbo. Less than 1 month after the DOA started working at the airport site, Congress transferred authority to the cleanup for the cleanup to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The change came about as part of the latest energy and water appropriations bills signed into law by the president in October. Under the legislation, the Corps will be handed the remainder of the $5 million already allocated to the DOE for this fiscal year to shore up the small section of Coldwater Creek. The phone number to call in today, you guys, is 718-717-8296. If anybody wants to chime in about any of this, I think some of this information of how it's being remediated has progressed into a different process. But I'll keep reading, and maybe the guy will make some notes at the end of this. The money is in addition to the $140 million appropriations from 1998 for 1998 that continues funding a nationwide cleanup of low-level radioactive waste sites. We spend so much money on remediation of low-level radioactive waste sites. We should have this down. This is grotesque. The negligence. The act also stipulates that the Corps must conduct a 3-month assessment of the formerly utilized site remediation action program, which is called FUSRAP. So when you hear people say that, that's what FUSRAP is. Formerly utilized sites remediation action program. formerly utilized sites. So what is that, like horrible contaminated sites? Okay, the federal aegis under which the airport site falls. So we have an airport. Does anybody get this? We actually have an airport, the St. Louis Airport, sitting right next to radioactive waste. It's the fuse wrap. It's right here. For the time being, the cleanup of Coldwater Creek is expected to continue uninterrupted, according to David Leake, project manager for the Corps. Congress has made it fairly clear that they do not want the transfer to result in any delay, says Leake. This pragmatic strategy, however, locks the Corps into adopting some of the DOE's prior policies and practices, many of which have fallen into question in the past. So you see what happens? Congress pushes them. They don't want delays. They don't want delays, but they have to follow the DOE's bad practices in order to keep the thing going. So this is how incompetency is rewarded. R. Roger Pryor, executive director for the Missouri Coalition for the Environment, says the Corps isn't carrying the same baggage as the DOA. I feel the Corps doesn't have the same past bias that nuclear waste is somehow good for you, says Pryor. However, changing horses in midstream is difficult. Even though the airport site is on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's national priority list, the DOE, through a regulatory loophole, was allowed to proceed with the Coldwater Creek excavation without formulating any long-range cleanup plan for the entire site. Furthermore, the DOE's interim plan admits the area now being dug up may have to undergo remediation again sometime in the future. I guess that time is now, right, folks? In other words, the current work is at best a stopgap measure. This is what they do all the time. The project may leave some radioactive contaminants behind because the excavation doesn't go deep enough. In addition, the DOE started working on the site before a hydrogeological study, which it commissioned, had been completed. Rats. A previous hydrogeological study published last year cautioned that the groundwater system underneath the site was not clearly understood. The panel of experts concurred that implementation of any excavation work would necessitate further site characterization. In other words, they're messing it up before they figure it out. They're just going in there, spreading this stuff everywhere. This, folks, is why we need people from St. Louis to come on the air every week. I'm going to finish reading this story since no one's calling in. I think this is a really fabulous story. The phone number, in case you want to call in, if you're from St. Louis or if you're listening to the radio show, it is Call-In Friday. My name is Lonnie Clark, and this is the Age of Fission radio show. And on Call-In Fridays, when nobody calls in, I keep reading or I keep talking about things that are on my heart and on my mind. And I will tell you what, I made an announcement today that every Monday I am hoping to have somebody from the St. Louis area call in and give us an update on what is going on and how we're going to pressure it. And based on this article, I think we need to add the Department of Energy to the list of people that we're calling because this seems to be where the hole is, right? I mean, the Army Corps of Engineers had to mimic programs that were faulty, known to be faulty, and it is the DOE who mucked up the site. They started working on the site before a hydrogeological study had been completed. Let's get back to the story, okay? Because it's not done. Specifically, the panel, which comprised government and industry scientists, warned of the existence of large volumes of radioactive contamination in the middle of the 21.7-acre site. The location of these contaminants is uphill from the current excavation work. It doesn't take a nuclear physicist to figure out that water rolls downhill. By beginning the cleanup at the low end of the site, the DOE hoped to create a buffer that would stop or at least slow the migration of the radioactive pollutants into the creek. But by starting at this point, the department admittedly risks recontaminating the area it has chosen to clean up. God. Gross incompetence. Sheet erosion from rainfall will continue to allow contaminants to move toward the creek. Groundwater will head in the same general direction. Indeed, the subterranean currents may circumvent the DOE's efforts altogether because, according to the experts, the hydrogeological structure beneath the site pushes groundwater both north and west under McDonald Boulevard. Is anybody as angry about this as I am? This is honestly, these are human beings. These are human beings. I mean, it's just outrageous. I mean, when you go to this page, the Westlake Landfill, people are posting, and you know what's happening now? The moms there are putting together their information. They are putting together information about their illnesses. They're compiling illnesses. They're asking people to start listing. They're collecting their own medical data because these people haven't. Okay, here's a post. I'm going to get back to this story in a minute. I can't keep reading. I'm furious. I need a break from this. So the more I read about this, the more I'm like, I can't believe that they're willing to do this. I'll come back in a minute, but let me get to this. There's a post here on the Westlake Landfill that says, here are the contact lists for the three committees that will decide if the Westlake Food Scrap Bill moves forward. Two committees in the House and one in the Senate. Remember, the House bill is H.R. 4100 and the Senate bill is S. 2306. Everyone needs to be making these calls. I know there is a lot, but it takes less than 2 minutes. All they need to know is that you support the bill and would like to them to support it, that they you would like them to support it as well. We cannot drop the ball on this. So let me go to the two links on this announcement and see if I can find that. Gee whiz, it didn't post out very well. What's that? When I clicked on the link, the page is super small. You can't see it. And it's fuzzy. Okay. House Energy and Commerce Committee, H.R. 4100. Wow, there's about 17 numbers here. But the chairman and the chairman emeritus is Fred Upton from Missouri, from Michigan. His number is 202-225-3761. Joe Barton from Texas. We love Joe Barton, man. I mean, that guy has got more nerve than Carter's got liver pills. 202-225-2002. And I don't mean in a good way. He's been a major problem sometimes. He's been harmful, I think. Protecting his oil buddies. He's gone after us a lot. He's part of what happened with the. Anyways, I want about the BP oil spill. You should have seen him in those hearings. Anyways, and on the Democratic side, at least call Frank Pallone Jr. From New Jersey, ranking member 202-225-4671, House Energy and Commerce Committee. So you can go onto the Googles and type that in so you could get the full list. Looks like there's like, I don't know, 25, 30 people on this committee. So it's H.R. 4100, you guys. That is the House bill. And what's the other bill? The Senate. The Senate bill. Energy and Commerce Committee in the Senate. The Republican members. Nope, that's not it. Hold on. Let's see. Maybe that's the one. I'm going to go back. Nope. Energy and Commerce Committee. That's the House bill. But we'll have to Google it. I will have that for you on Monday because these are very important, these bills. The Senate Bill 2306. Let's see if we can pull that up on the Googles. How much time do we have? It's 8:35. I'm going to keep going. The call-in number today is 718-717-8296. This is Lonnie Clark, the Age of Fission Radio Show. Today is Call-In Friday, and I have kind of changed my format. I have decided that I am going to make an effort to get our country to understand that this St. Louis is in trouble, and the people of St. Louis have been used. In my view, they've been used as guinea pigs by our government, and I'm going to write an email. I'm not just going to call these people. I'm going to send an email and ask my senator, why is it that the people of St. Louis are being used as guinea pigs? Why, this story that I'm reading right now, this other story that I needed to take a break from, the cold water is hot. This was written in 1997. Do you know how many people have died or been harmed? How many miscarriages? How many families broken up? How much heartbreak has been caused because our government grotesquely ignored their duty to the citizens of St. Louis? And this is on our watch, folks. I'm not going to just read. I have a radio show. I have been gifted this radio show by UCY.TV. And frankly, people say, do you know how many people? I honestly don't know how many people listen to us. Several thousand, probably. Hold on, let me add in a group call. So hold on just 1 second. Good morning. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show.
Hello, how you doing this morning, Lonnie?
Hey, Road Dog, how you doing, Ty?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I was sitting here listening to your show, and since you're on Facebook, I don't do Facebook. I was wondering if you were putting words out about. Here's what I used to do in town. I'd put editorials in the paper, letting people know what's going on. I'd also make flyers and hang them up.
That's what they're
And
doing.
I also used to do the petitions for town hall meetings. And I was wondering if any of your contacts are doing the same thing there.
Yes, they're doing all of the above. Honestly, the people of St. Louis, now that they understand, like there's a huge group of people. Oh dear. There's a huge group of people in St. Louis, and it's growing. Like this page has, I think, 18,000 people on it. I mean, the people there are—they're kind of freaked out. Like they're just like, average citizens who all of a sudden are going. And it's only because of the fire, because you could smell the stench. They started asking questions, and all this information
Well,
that's been buried is coming back
I
out.
just called in to, because I was kind of curious in how people are trying to do it on a street level. You know what I mean?
Actually, you know what?
Because I know and you know that calling.
It's
I mean, I've called
limited.
senators before
Yeah,
too,
it's
and
limited. That's
they just ignore everybody.
Yeah, look what they've done. They said, "Oh, well, we're gonna start taking information. We're gonna do it." I mean, they're taking the slow route. They're kicking the can down the ball road. And you were right. I saw on Facebook some lady made up some posters that they're putting in their yards. They're like big lawn signs with two little stick figures of kids, and it says, 'cause kids should grow, not glow. And I was like,
Okay,
oh
well,
man,
I
it was
just wanted
very
to call
clever,
in
but
and run that past you and see what, because I was just kind of curious. I mean, you've been saying this has been going on for 20 years, and I mean, after 20 years, you would think something would be going on. You
well,
know what I
what's
mean?
going on is that if you should see this page, this is what made me decide to change my format to Monday to dedicate to this till our government takes this seriously. I hope this airwaves will help change the mood on this one. What made me decide to change it is I became a member of this Facebook page, and I'm reading the articles and scrolling down, and I'm reading other people's input, and just regular people are posting the illnesses that they've had. I saw,
Right.
to be honest, you know what really moved me? I saw a picture of a 12-year-old girl who died of cancer. Her mother has tumors. I mean, the story of this family, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, these people are dying. And we are doing, for over how long? We're just letting them die. Like, gee, that's interesting. I personally don't believe that we ought to just give the people of St. Louis up. And the more I'm reading about it, it's like, so I just kind of had this epiphany, like honestly, I'm kind of have that patriotic heart. I'm from the 50s. I still believe in us as Americans, not the government, but like our spirit of, we're one people, and those people of St. Louis are us, and we can't just ignore them and go, oh wow, this is really bad, and gee, we hope the government helps them in 15
Right.
years. Like, no. There's 83 families living 1 mile away from that waste dump site. I think I read that number. And our government needs to immediately evacuate those 83 families. Period.
Well, you know the government ain't gonna do nothing about that.
Well, you know what? They won't do anything if we don't push them. But if we publicly
I
begin
wonder
this
if
push.
here's what I used to do too is on the fluoride issue, I'd hang flyers all over the hospital grounds just to get doctors aware of it, and maybe they can just flood the hospitals with stuff like that too.
Well, I'll tell you what, that community all over the place is waking up. And I know that it works. Like little communities like ours, like Eugene, Oregon, we don't put fluoride in our water. Because of these types actions like yours, where you went out, earlier from people. This is the thing, like it is up to us to push, because obviously the government is perfectly happy allowing the people of St. Louis to get sick and die as an experiment. That's how I feel. Obviously, I'm sitting here reading this story. I had to take a break from this story because I was getting super angry. I was going to start cussing here pretty soon. I was like, really? This story is from 1997 and nothing has
Yeah,
changed.
I know.
It's
I heard you say
exact.
that. That seems kind of outrageous there because it's so old,
Right. 18 years
and
ago.
it's still going on. And
Well, add the
I'm
numbers.
wondering, there's got to be a bigger crowd of people in St. Louis that are should be trying to do something.
Well, they are. And Claire McCaskill now, this is what the senators have done. See, this is what, that's what I was reading about. There is something that they're doing. These bills, we do need to call House Bill 4100 and Senate Bill 2306. What these bills do is they allow, I think, the Army Corps of Engineers to actually do what they need to do without having to remediate like the D. You see how the story said that the DOE, they had to follow DOE procedure? I believe that my guess would be that that's partly what it does. Let me see if I can find this, because this bill is relating, let's see, 2304.
I'll let you find that bill and
Well, thanks
I'll
for
listen
calling
off
in, Ty.
air.
Yeah, and thank you for your suggestion, because you know what? It really does matter. It does matter that, people call. I think it does matter, and I think your activities that you suggest are right, spot on, because that's what we need to do.
Yeah, well, like I said, since you're on Facebook, you can just spread all that around too, and maybe you'll get more people doing it.
Well, look, I found this article. Let me see if I can read the summary of what this Senate bill talks about. Okay, so I will talk with you soon, Ty.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
I'll listen off air.
All righty, ciao. Okay, so I didn't hang up on you guys, which is a plus for me, because sometimes when people hang up, I hang up on the radio show. So yay, I'm learning. That's a plus. Here we go. And I did find this House bill. This is the quick little summary of what it says. House Bill 2306, a bill to require the Secretary of the Army, acting through the Chief of Engineers, to undertake remediation oversight of the Westlake landfill location in Bridgeton, Missouri. That's all well and nice, but what about the people? Let's see. All actions. I mean, honestly, I know that the people of this community want this. And so if they know, I mean, it's their community and they're promoting it. So I would say that, we need to stick behind the people. They understand this. We can read the text of the bill, see if we can get some of that language going on and see what they're going to do. But, it's 8:44. Let me see if I can get through this story. Maybe I should read through it on Monday. I mean, I don't know how you guys, but man, just from what I've read already, this is just such an outrage. In essence, the airport site is a very large experiment with a few scientific controls attached. Oh my God. Okay. I skipped up. I just let me re go back. Okay, so it's migrating both north and west under McDonald Boulevard. I'm delighted that they are beginning to clean up the airport site, says Kay Drew, an environmental activist for the University City. Where has Kay Drew been? But they are not doing it safely. Drew, who fought for the cleanup for years, resigned from the project's oversight committee on September 18th. In a resignation letter to St. Louis Executive County George Buzz Westfall, she expressed disapproval over the DOE's interim plan, citing what she considers to be inadequate precautions. Before her resignation, they have known about this for 20 years. This is just such an outrage. Oh my gosh, this is just painful, you guys. So what are they going to do here? Let's see. Carry out remediation activities in accordance with that section. Cost recovery. Environmental Protection Agency, the Attorney General shall seek to recover any response cost incurred by the secretary in carrying out this section. Money is the first thing they talk about. No liability, saving provisions. No liability. Nothing in the subsection creates liability for A, the secretary, for the contamination of the site. Any actions or failures to act by any past, current, or failure licensees, owners, operators, or users of the site, or B, any other party involved in the site. No effect on liability under the law. Nothing in the subsection alters the liability of any party relating to the site under any provisions. What? Am I reading this right? The secretary shall use amounts made available to the secretary to carry out the formerly utilized site remedial action program to carry out this section. E, savings provisions. This is E, savings provisions. Number one, no liability. This is a savings provisions, no liability. Nothing in subsection B creates a liability for. Subsection B was transfer, notwithstanding any other provisions of law, as soon as practicable after the date of enactment of this act, the secretary shall, one, under the formerly utilized FUSRAP program, undertake the functions and activities described in Section 611 of the Energy and Water Development Appropriations Act 2000. 10 USC 2701, note 113 Stat 502, as the lead agency responding to the radioactive contamination site. Carry out remediation, and two, carry out remediation activities at the site in accordance with that section. So that's B, folks. That's the transfer. This is the savings provision. Now, this is what the people of the community want. This is what our senators put in here. I wonder, I would love to have a conversation with Claire McCaskill's office about this. Savings, maybe I can ask my own senator. Maybe I will do that. Savings provi no liability. Nothing in the subsection B creates a liability for A, the secretary for the contamination of the site, and two, any actions or failures from the past, current, or future licensees, owners, operators, and users of the site, or B, any other party involved in the site. So their government is, this is how they're going to, honestly, this makes me want to cuss. The Senate is going to pass a bill, and what they're saying is that no one's going to be liable. There's no liability. Here we go again with the nuclear industry gets 100% free pass on any harm done to the people of St. Louis. No liability, no effect on Superfund status. So I actually can't, I have to call my senator and ask them about this. This is what I am going to post this up. I'm going to ask to like this is unbelievable. I'm going to copy this and put this in the Westlake Landfill Facebook page. I wonder if anybody has actually seen that part of it. I mean, or understands it. Maybe that's just legalese that has to be done. Maybe that's just, I don't know, you guys. Wow. So it's 8:50. Let me keep going because this is so unbelievable. We actually have a serious contamination site going on in our country, and our senators want to pass a bill that gives people a free ride. Look at this language in the Senate bill. Nobody's liable. I can't believe it. Considered a savings. It's shocking, you guys. This is the language. That's what they're gonna do. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna get to this story again because this is what we do know. The cold water, this story, what's it called? Cold water is hot. Not doing it safely. We went down there. Okay. On the basis of data provided to it by the cleanup site contractors, last year's hydrogeological panel decided contamination levels at the site would not pose an imminent risk for the next 100 years, an arbitrary figure imposed by the DOE's guideline, an arbitrary figure. Yet some radioactive isotopes already discovered in ground and surface water at the site will last for hundreds of thousands of years. Hundreds of thousands of years, folks. Those people that are living very close to this site, their homes need to be purchased immediately by the government. And this is outrageous. They need to be moved out right away. Although it has downplayed the risks over the next century, the panel nonetheless concluded it would be inappropriate to use the site for long-term storage and repeatedly stated that many questions about the hydrology of the area remain a mystery. Seepage of radioactivity into groundwater is by no means unique in St. Louis. Last week, DOE formally admitted that the aquifer underlying the 560 square mile Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington State has been contaminated. Yeah, we are jumping up and down about this one too. The radioactive waste, which is moving towards the Columbia River, is the result of 40 years of plutonium production at the site. The DOE, which has long denied the groundwater contamination existed at Hanford, now claims that the Columbia will not be threatened for the proverbial 100 years. We already know this. Here we are. This was 18 years ago. It's already been proven that there is contamination in the Columbia River. However, the independent scientific analysis that forced the DOE to confess to the groundwater contamination calls the DOE's estimates on risks in the water, at risk to the river, unreliable. Tom Ailey, a hydrologist who sat on the panel that studied St. Louis Airport site, is sure of one thing. The waste should have never been dumped here in the first place. Similar to Hanford, the waste here is situated on top of an aquifer. It is a very poor site for a disposal of that type, says Ailey, who owns Ozark Underground Laboratory, Inc. Ailey lists population density, groundwater contamination, and the proximity to the site to Coldwater Creek as reasons not to store radioactive waste at the airport site. Let's go back to this one statement. In essence, the airport site is a very large experiment with few scientific controls attached. This is so outrageous. Wow. His tempered approval of the cleanup is based on, in part, on the lack of groundwater use in the area. However, Haley concedes there is much yet to be learned. We really don't have a good understanding of the vertical contamination. The waste was deposited in a very haphazard manner, which is typical of that area. That has made cleanup very difficult. Another thing is, you can never totally clean up a site. A lot of these cleanups are real bootstrap operations. You have to pull one boot up and then you have to pull the other up. The emperor may have buckled his boots, but he is without clothes. In short, no plan exists as how to proceed with the remainder of the cleanup. Indeed, according to the details of the DOE's interim action, the current 8.3 million creek cleanup may ultimately have to be redone. The DOE's engineering cost analysis clearly states, although the final cleanup criteria may not have been established for the site, it is anticipated that the majority of the area cleaned up by this action will not require additional effort. However, final cleanup criteria, once selected, could require additional efforts in areas excavated in this removal action. Wow. How long is this thing? This thing goes on for quite a long time. Dr. John W. Goffman, a professor emeritus of the medical physics at the University of California, Berkeley, has long contended that there is no safe level of radiation exposure. I beg your pardon. I concluded it's impossible for such a level to exist given the evidence of how radiation works. The term low-level radiation is a political term used by the nuclear industry to lull the public into accepting exposure risks, he says. Similar phrases also downplay the consequences. The term tolerance level, allowable level, permissible dose, all those phenomenal words are supposed to tell Joe Sixpack, nothing to worry about. There ain't no harm. That's why these terms came into existence, he asserts. Wow. The 79-year-old Goffman is in a unique position to advise on such matters because he is a physician and holds a doctorate in nuclear physical chemistry. His research at Berkeley during World War II attracted the attention of Robert J. Oppenheimer, lead scientist in the Manhattan Project. After working on the atomic bomb at the Oppenheimer's request, Goffman completed his medical studies. But in 69, Goffman fell from grace with the atomic energy establishment when he challenged the acceptable levels of radiation exposure then allowed. After being ostracized by the atomic establishment for years, Goffman's scientific opinions have been widely accepted of late. And now they're just being ridiculed again. That's the other part. There is much to learn, you guys. So I hope, on Monday, Dawn Chapman is from the Westlake Landfill Group. She's just a mom who is the public figure right now for this group. She will be interviewed on Monday, and I look forward to meeting her and getting to know this community quite a bit. I will do this every single Monday. As you can see, there is much that we don't know. And just looking at the language of the bill that we're being encouraged to pass, again, they're asking for no liability. The government wants to pass a bill where no one's going to be held accountable. That is standard fare, folks, in the nuclear regulatory industry. That is called the Price-Anderson Act, and that's probably required by the Price-Anderson Act. So we have less than 30 seconds. We're just about 30 seconds to go. I appreciate everybody. Thank you, Ty, for calling in. Thank you for your contribution to our show today. On Monday, I will be interviewing every Monday the people from the Westlake Landfill. I know it's pointless. It's not pointless to call your senators. Keep reminding them of this urgent matter. The people there need to be evacuated. This is a serious matter. Put your courage feet on, you guys, and let's help our fellow citizens in St. Louis. Talk to you guys later.